Welcome to our podcast, where we dive into the dynamic world of business, providing insights and strategies to help you thrive in the ever-evolving English-speaking business landscape. In the latest news from Naspers and Prosus, CEO Bob van Dijk has announced his resignation amidst a significant dip in the company's shares. Van Dijk's abrupt departure, following a decade of serving as CEO, has sparked intrigue among market analysts and investors. The South African-born business executive played a central role in managing Prosus' rapid growth, with its market capitalization surpassing $100 billion during his tenure. The companies made the surprising announcement without offering a specific reason for Van Dijk's resignation. Nonetheless, it's important to acknowledge that his stint was characterized by substantial growth and strategic expansion for Prosus. He is set to remain as a consultant for 1 year, facilitating a smooth transition. In response to this unexpected change, Ervin Tu has been appointed as the interim CEO. He will shoulder the responsibilities until a permanent replacement is appointed. The fallout from Van Dijk's exit is expected to be profound, given his instrumental role in Prosus' expansion. This situation adds complexity to the path forward for Naspers and Prosus, especially considering their substantial share in Tencent. Investors are now keenly awaiting the company's subsequent steps and the potential impact on their investments due to this leadership transition. In the latest developments surrounding the Evergrande crisis, Chinese police have detained staff members of the beleaguered property giant's wealth unit. This move, part of a wider criminal investigation, follows Evergrande's failure to repay its investors, an issue that has substantially deepened its existing debt crisis. The detention of staffers adds to the mounting challenges Evergrande faces. The company is entangled in a severe debt crisis, struggling to meet its financial commitments and grappling with billions of dollars in outstanding liabilities and impending bonds maturity. This inability to repay investors is not just a symptom of Evergrande's financial issues, but a significant factor escalating concerns about the firm's stability and future. Though the exact reasons for the detentions are unclear, they undoubtedly have far-reaching implications. The impact extends beyond the detained employees, affecting Evergrande's investors, creditors, and the global economy. The scope of the ongoing criminal investigation and potential ramifications for the company are yet to be fully uncovered. As the financial woes of Evergrande intensify, investors, creditors, and the global economic community anxiously await further updates. The reverberations of Evergrande's debt crisis reach beyond China, sparking widespread concerns at an international level. The company's subsequent moves, particularly how it will contend with this new setback and restore investor confidence, are still to be seen. In recent Instacart news, the well-regarded grocery delivery app has unveiled its initial public offering, IPO, price at $30 per share, setting the company's worth around $10 billion. Amid the usual IPO excitement, experts caution potential investors to not rashly buy into the hype. They emphasize the importance of a close examination of the company's foundation, market standing, and prospects for long-term growth at the forefront of investment decisions. The significance of Instacart's IPO extends beyond the company itself, potentially impacting the broader market. This announcement could influence other forthcoming listings, most notably in the technology and e-commerce spaces. Indeed, the outcome of Instacart's IPO could set a benchmark for similar future initiatives as investors seek to diversify their holdings. As ever, due diligence remains key for investors. Careful attention to potential risks and rewards is critical before venturing into any investment, particularly in a volatile market such as IPOs. We will continue monitoring and updating you on the Instacart IPO and its subsequent effect on the industry. Podcast host, in the most recent Lyft news, the ride-hailing giant has reached a $10 million settlement agreement with the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, over allegations of non-disclosure of crucial transaction details ahead of their initial public offering, IPO. The focus of these allegations was Lyft's failure to disclose a significant pre-IPO stock sale of $424 million, involving shares held by billionaire investor Carl Icahn, as mandated by SEC regulations. This settlement brings some resolution to the issue and should alleviate concerns about Lyft's adherence to disclosure regulations, underscoring the importance of transparency and the protection of investors ahead of public listings. The failure to disclose significant transactions or vital financial information can result in legal repercussions and potential damage to the company's reputation. As we continue to monitor the story and any further implications for Lyft and the larger ride-hailing industry, this incident serves as a stark reminder for everyone: accurate and comprehensive information is fundamental as investors depend on it, and regulators like the SEC uphold these standards to maintain market integrity. Stay with us for any future updates on this and other stories. In our Dubai News segment, we present an array of exciting topics designed to help entrepreneurs thrive in Dubai's dynamic business ecosystem. First on the agenda is a strategic consultation geared towards individuals keen on establishing a thriving cleaning service. Given the incessant growth and development of the city, there has been a significant uptick in demand for such services. Our seasoned experts are on hand to guide you through the process of setting up your venture, comprehending the market dynamics, and implementing potent strategies to ensure your enterprise thrives in this blossoming industry. Following this, we shift our focus to the restaurant industry. For those of you who have always dreamt of opening a restaurant in Dubai, UAE, we have crafted an informative segment dedicated to this very subject. Our guidance will take you through all the necessary steps, including understanding the legal and licensing aspects, analyzing market trends, and dealing with competition, all with an aim to make your culinary dreams come true. Given Dubai's vibrant food scene and multicultural demographic, the city provides a plethora of opportunities for budding restaurateurs. Lastly, we bring your attention to DBS, or Dubai Business Services, an organization committed to fostering and nurturing business expansion in Dubai and Abu Dhabi. This organization provides an exciting chance to explore various business amenities and opportunities in the Emirates. DBS offers everything from access to finance and networking events to tailor-made solutions for specific sectors, providing entrepreneurs with an all-encompassing platform in these vibrant cities. Stay tuned as we delve deeper into these subjects, providing you with valuable insights and expert advice geared towards helping you navigate Dubai's business landscape successfully. Thank you for joining us on this episode where we explored the world of business, delving into its intricacies, challenges, and exciting opportunities, and we hope you leave feeling inspired and equipped to navigate the ever-evolving landscape of entrepreneurship.